Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The third, the final, the best, the money hour goes now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. I am Rob, the great one, Lonzo, the pinnacle of professionalism, is at the helm this afternoon. You can be a part of the show at 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307, 71307 on the Ingles Market text line. Had a couple of texts that have come in so far. Texter says, ESPN, what's the line on Panther pick six? I wouldn't be surprised if they had two. Texans are going to be running short routes, and those corners will be looking for it. Yeah, you can bet. And this is why it's good to have a young quarterback who is a little more aggressive. And I don't know if that's Davis Mills yet. All right, we're going to find out tonight. I don't know. But when you've got a young guy, you know, especially in his first start, that you can be a little over-aggressive on jumping up under routes. You can be a little aggressive in sitting down in coverage and trusting your safeties to be over the top, especially when the defensive backs have been as good as Carolina's have been so far 2 weeks into the season against the Jets and the Saints last week. I gotta think, Lonzo, that the defensive backs for Carolina tonight, uber aggressive, right? Jumping routes, knocking guys off the route, and trying to create confusion for Davis Mills, who's getting his first nod at QB.
Without a doubt, and especially if they get some pressure on him, which they should, if we've seen from the first couple games, they're going to get some pressure on him. It's going to cause him to make some mistakes, and hopefully the Panthers will be able to capitalize.
Texter says, ESPN, I'm not from Oklahoma, but I can call in and sing the song if you wish.
That just means you're in the musicals. I mean, you know. So
I'm into musicals. I just don't know that I've ever seen Oklahoma! Exclamation point. Don't think I've seen that one. I've seen most of the rest, like the big ones.
Here's how much I've heard of Oklahoma. The same amount that you've heard of Oklahoma. Just that first phrase that we can't remember.
Where the wind comes.
Sweeping down the plains.
There he goes. Look at that. Texter says, ESPN picking my Noles to go 0-4. Ouch, but I've got nothing. This does have the making for a stolen rivalry game. Watch out, Florida and Clemson. Florida State, Louisville, the new rivalry. Yikes. ESPN, I thought Carolina was playing NC State. No, Clemson is playing NC State. Carolina's playing Kentucky. Texter says, ESPN, 28-3, Carolina Gamecocks with the win. 28-2, that's a big win.
That's a butt whooping's what that is. I'm not so sure about that.
Nope.
I hope you're right, but we'll see.
Nope, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, Texter, with all due respect. I don't believe it. I think they win. I like Carolina to outright win the game. If, Lonzo, there it is. Circle it, paint it in red. If they have less than 50 yards in penalties. More than that, it means they haven't cleaned up the mistakes, right? That's been the big thing. Penalties, dumb decisions. If they have less than 50 yards in penalties, then it says to me that they have cleaned up the issues, or at least most of them. If they have less than 50 yards in penalties, it shows that they've been working on the mistakes. If they have less than 50 yards in penalties, it shows that all the things that have gone wrong for the Gamecocks so far this year are projects, are things to be worked on. If they have less than 50 yards in penalty, Lonzo, they win the game. But if they're going to go back up into the 75, 80, 85, 90 yards given away range, that's how you lose to a team like Kentucky, who is a relatively disciplined team under Mark Stoops.
Well, I think you've got to believe, well, of course the coaches are working on this, about them being more disciplined and not making mistakes. And hopefully they've got them in check and they're ready to go, and they won't do that as much. Trend downward as far as penalty yards goes.
I think it comes down to it. Like I said, it to me, that is just the illustration. That is just the illustration of the problem that South Carolina has right now. It's not mental toughness, right? That's what we talked about last week.
So you're saying it's discipline.
Yeah, I think
discipline's
fair.
It's discipline that comes back to coaching.
Yeah, it is. To me, it is. It's not mental toughness because, again, South Carolina was still out there trying to put points on the board and slug with Georgia when they were down 21 points in the third quarter. 28 points in the third quarter. They were still out there trying to slug. They were still out there trying to put points up. They were still fighting. Muschamp's team would have given up, I don't know, two quarters before that, Lonzo. But Beamer's boys did not. They kept slugging. Mental toughness, aggression, ruthless aggression was not an issue.
Thank you for not putting it all into like
I thought about it. I was like, I'm too close to the mic. I got to back off. Ruthless aggression was not the issue for the Gamecocks last weekend. The two issues were, one, the other team is just better than you are. And two, you have discipline problems. Now, I'm not talking off the field. I'm talking on the field. But those are things that you can work in. Those are things you can work on. Those are things you can improve. Those are things that you can clean up, right? Those are things that get better. If the coaching staff directs it to be so. If the coaching staff can go out there and get these guys to recognize, hey, look, Lenz, how many points come off the board for Georgia if the 80-90 penalty yards against South Carolina gets decreased down to 30? How many points go on the board against ECU without 75 yards in penalties in that game? Right? I'm not saying they would have beat Georgia. I am saying it wouldn't have been the thrill fest of a fourth quarter that it was against the Pirates.
All right, so you have to choose between what it was like under Will Muschamp, lethargic, no effort, not really looking like you know what you're doing, or this, being over-aggressive, making some dumb mistakes. I'd rather have this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. I'd rather have the team that fights, right? I'd rather Muschamp's teams may have been more disciplined as far as not making dumb mistakes, but they when things stop going their way, that it just it, to me. And I mean, Gamecock fans, if I'm wrong, holla at your boy. Let me know about it. But the teams that won Muschamp in the last couple of years did not have the fight that this team has. I'd rather have that because here's the thing. I can teach a guy, Lonzo, I can teach a guy how to form tackle and form block, right? We can work on that, and we can drill and drill and drill and drill and drill until it's second nature. I can teach that. You know what I can't teach? Not backing down when you got punched in the mouth and you're down 21. I can't teach that. You either have that or you don't, right? You're either a dog or you're not.
See, I agree, but at the same time, you can take that away from a player. Because I absolutely believe there were guys aggressive that would have played the way these guys are playing now underneath Muschamp, but Muschamp brought them down to the level that they were at. If it were not so, there wouldn't be some guys off of Muschamp's teams that actually went to the NFL.
I don't think Muschamp's issue was talent, was it? I don't think the issue was talent.
No, he appears to be a guy when he walks in the room, just it's suddenly everything is taken down a degree.
After the game last week against Georgia, Will Muschamp went over and found Josh Van. Josh Van had a stellar game, right? Walked over and found him and said, oh, you started catching the football. Why'd you wait till I leave? You know what Josh Van said to Will Muschamp's face? Now they're giving me the ball, coach. Now, they both started laughing about it, right? Josh started laughing. Will Muschamp started laughing. I think a lot of Will Muschamp's guys like him. I don't think it was ever that the team didn't like him. I just think he wasn't a good coach. And a good coach is not a you can inspire guys to fight, right? In places that they might ordinarily not. They still got to have a fighter in them. But you can inspire guys to fight. I just don't think Will Muschamp did that. I get the impression that Shane Beamer does and can.
You can't put the dog in someone if they don't have it, but you can take the dog out. You absolutely
correct.
Can.
You can't put the dog in somebody inside of somebody. You know what you can do if they have the dog, though? You can make that dog more vicious. You can make that dog want to fight more. You can make that dog attack harder. And I think that's what you're looking at with Shane Beamer, right? Well, Will Muschamp, he might have had some dogs on the team. But he didn't do anything to, like, encourage them to be dogger. Shane Beamer seems to be able to do that, at least so far. Now, the question mark becomes, can you take those dogs, Lonzo, and turn them from rabid junkyard dogs who bite everything to well-trained German shepherds that got the fight, they got the weapons, but they also know how to be disciplined and know how to do it the right way. That's where Shane Beamer's at right now. We have gone way through this metaphor, haven't we?
We have, and it's a wait and see, and we're going to find out Saturday.
Panda text into the show. Panda says Kentucky rolls by double digits. Will the truth Levi's leads the Wildcats to a big W? A doubter in the ranks. Panda says Kentucky rolls South Carolina. I don't see it. Best Kentucky team maybe ever since Jared Holy Moly Roly Poly Lorenzen was out there years ago. Maybe the best ever, though, but we'll see. Another texter says, ESPN, we scored 5 points against ourselves practically last week. It's hard to think we only allow 3 to Kentucky. I believe a lot of weird stuff, but that's just outright nutty. He's talking about the 28-3 score. I don't know. No. You're not giving up 3 to Kentucky. You're giving up 14-17 to Kentucky, all right? You're giving up 17 to Kentucky, but I think you can drop 21. If the run game's there, get Kevin Harris going early. Get Luke Doty comfortable. That's going to be the other big thing. Remember, he's only got some playtime this year, and it's against Georgia's defense, which, as Shane Beamer described, they got about 105 star athletes over on that side of the ball. They're really good. Damn!
Well, so expect Luke Doty to have not a shaky first quarter, but a first quarter where he doesn't believe his eyes when he sees people are actually open, as opposed to that last game he played where there were hardly anybody with even a little bit of openness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Kentucky's defense, not Georgia's defense.
Correct. Absolutely correct. All right. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us on the Ingles Market text line at 71307. The Ingles Market text line is open and live for you now. 71307 is the text line number. Want to hear from you, your thoughts on South Carolina, Kentucky. We'll do some Clemson, NC State. But next on the show, it is time. Lonzo's Fight Club, your home for all things combat sports, UFC, MMA, professional wrestling, and the like. Coming up next right here on the Rob Brown Show, this is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome into the Fight Club, where we can't absolutely promise that there'll be no Ric Flair helicopter talk. Probably not going to be, but you never know. And if you know what I'm talking about, you're in the right place. A lot of stuff to go over right now. There are actually a couple pay-per-views this weekend, and there were also some killer matches on both brands this week. Let's start with Big E versus Bobby Lashley versus Roman Reigns. I don't know if you've got to see this yet, Rob.
Sorry, my phone decided it wanted to start making noise in the middle of your segment. That's rude.
It's okay, and I love the auto-tune.
Yeah.
That was really good. So you're watching some auto-tune rather than listening. You know, that would make me just want to...
Big E, Bobby Lashley, Roman Reigns. I don't know if you got to see this yet, Rob.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a professional at multitasking.
Whatever. So the thing is, I was watching this match, and it was a really, really good match, and I couldn't help but to think, if Kofi was in there instead of Big E, and it just wouldn't have worked. Big E belongs there against Bobby Lashley, against Roman Reigns. It was an excellent match. I know that there are a lot of criticisms with the WWE about having the same guys wrestle the same guys a lot. This was different because these were three bona fide champions, one of them an ex-champion, and they're in the ring together. And even though Big E didn't get the victory, I thought he belonged, and I hope he doesn't lose the belt this weekend. We're going to get to that in a second. All right, Bron Breakker is a superstar in NXT. There is no way this guy makes it there, stays there for very long, unless they want him, I'm sorry, NXT 2.0. There's no way that he stays on that brand for very long. And the fact that he is Rick Steiner's kid, I didn't know this till I read it later on. All I can say is when I saw him debut, I was like, where's this guy been? Have you ever seen someone just suddenly they're there and you're wondering, where did this person come from? And then you find out who they're related to and you're like, yeah, okay, I get it. I get it. I absolutely get it. If you haven't seen NXT this past week or the week before, go back and watch it. Watch Bron Breakker. All right, now let's get to last night. Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson. So NXT starts off with this match, lasts nearly an hour, or at least it seems like it lasted an hour. It was very methodical. It was very, very good. It was what you would expect out of two of the best, if not the best, wrestlers in the world today. But it goes to a TV time limit. Are you okay with that, Rob Brown? Are you okay with a TV time limit with a match of this magnitude? And I know you're building up for things down the road, but if you're in that crowd and you're seeing that match and you're hyped up and you're seeing something you never, ever thought you would see, and then suddenly the ref comes in and breaks him up because of TV timeout, wouldn't you be upset?
No. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. So here's the thing, right? And this is where we get to really kind of tread the line of kayfabe as fans, right? In real fights, there are draws all the time. There's draws all the time. And the difference between like wrestling and UFC or MMA and boxing is that there's no judges in wrestling. I've always wondered what would happen if you had a if you had an outfit that had judges and you had matches like this every now and then, right? Because Kenny Omega and Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon, as the announcer loves to go, are, for most of us, if not the two best wrestlers in the world, two of the top three or four, right? So it makes sense that the top two wrestlers in the world, neither one of them could ultimately get an upper hand, especially when that match was as brutal as it was. Those guys were working stiff, right? In kayfabe, it would make sense that every now and then two very evenly matched wrestlers couldn't put each other away. I think we've been trained by forever in wrestling that there's always a winner, even if it means that you have to have somebody else get involved and be dirty. I kept waiting for the rest of the elite to come down and involve themselves, which, let's be honest, is a tired thing even for AEW, right? They do that every match they get involved. So you have the two best wrestlers in the world going at it. Nobody gets involved. It makes sense in real life that if you have the two best wrestlers in the world, there's a good chance neither one of them is able to put the other away, and you can't just have one match go 3 hours unless you turn it into what I suspect is going to happen, and we're going to have an Iron Man match at some point in the future.
Well, which we already just did. So what, they'll go like an extra 5 minutes?
No, but it'll put the emphasis, or you do a 2 out of 3 falls without a time limit. I mean, hell.
Can you be a true heel, though, without your manager at least interfering?
Yeah.
I mean, Callis out there and not doing anything was very, very surprising.
Here's the thing. I found it intriguing that you would have Omega, who is a heel and is a shady heel and is not above having his friends or manager do something dastardly to get a win, but it matters to him that he beats Bryan Danielson, right? Like, it matters to him. Just because you're a heel doesn't mean you have to be shady every single match. It makes sense in kayfabe that Kenny Omega would care to genuinely and legitimately defeat Bryan Danielson and not be able to do it, and vice versa. The Bryan Danielson, it matters to him that he beats Kenny Omega and he can't do it. I love it, even though I know, like, for a lot of people, because we're so trained that we have to have a winner, I love the idea that the best two wrestlers in the world can't get over each other. They can't do it, forcing some sort of pay-per-view special match, Iron Man, whatever, where we are going to get the two best in the world putting on a show for an hour that we all fall in love with. And I guarantee you that'll happen because these two dudes are too good for it not to.
It's like watching soccer. No, thank you. I want a winner. All right, let's go to, there are two pay-per-views this weekend. WWE Extreme Rules. There's some good matches here, and then there's some that you're like, eh, well, let's start with an eh. Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal. Again.
Again.
Again for like the fifth or sixth time.
I'm just glad. I'm glad to hear. No, not even being sarcastic here. I am glad to hear you say that it bothers you that we're getting the 700th version of a match because it's been a reliance for this company.
I have never said that it didn't bother me. So, but here's the problem. When you get rid of a bunch of your roster, you're going to have to have some things like it. That being said, who wins the match?
McIntyre. They're not letting Jinder Mahal go over. I'm still stunned Jinder Mahal was champ for as long as he was. McIntyre's winning this because they're going to boost him right back into the title picture.
All right, another match that really doesn't matter, but I'm actually interested in because I like one of the contestants, Liv Morgan versus Carmella.
Liv Morgan wins. Has anybody consistently gotten as close to grabbing the brass ring as Liv Morgan without ever actually accomplishing it. This is a step, and then she's going to go, and they're going to have her lose to Charlotte.
I think Mandy was kind of there, too.
Mandy was there for a little while. When they paired up with Dana Brooke, I'm like, oh, she's done. Like, something happened backstage. She's done. Liv Morgan has consistently got, and to the point that it is the storyline now, I'm interested to see if they pull the trigger on Liv. I hope they do. She's good.
By the way, Ruby Soho is on Jericho's podcast this week and talking about a lot of that stuff and how they're still friends and everything. And
yeah.
I think that's cool. All right, SmackDown Tag Team Championship match between the Usos and the Street Profits. I think they have the potential to have a pretty good rivalry as far as physicality goes. It's not going to reach the levels of the Usos and New Day, but still, it's been entertaining when they have wrestled each other. But are they willing to? Is it time for the family to go the other way? I don't think so. I'm going Usos.
I mean, this is the start of the storyline, right? Like the start of the end of the Bloodline storyline is that Usos leaves the championship and Roman comes after him, because Roman's not dropping his title this week either. So if they decide to go that way, I don't know if they do. I think that's going to be the lead up to WrestleMania. So I'm going to say Usos win.
All right, the United States Championship, it is a triple threat match. Damian Priest, Sheamus, and Jeff Hardy. I think they put Jeff Hardy in there because of all the backlash they got from burying him, having him going after the 24/7 title. I think this is kind of a sympathy thing, throwing him in there. But there's no way Damian Priest loses this.
Put Jeff Hardy in there to have somebody eat the pin without having to pin it on Archer or Sheamus, right? And Sheamus is a guy that's not afraid to take a three count to let somebody else go over. But I suspect that feud's not over either, even though I got to tell you, I like Priest and I like Sheamus. The feud bores me a little bit, but yeah, I agree. Damian Archer wins.
Damian Priest.
Sorry.
It's the same thing. He's the Archer of infamy. So, all right, Raw Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss. A lot of backlash over their Raw segment. Some saying people were leaving. Alexa saying no, they weren't. They were cheering. I will tell you, watching it, it's kind of dead till the end, till they started getting personal. I love Charlotte Flair. Alexa Bliss's gimmick is not working the way they thought it would, which is a surprise because everything they do works so well. You know what? I think Alexa Bliss surprises everybody and wins the belt.
I want to say you're right. You know what? I'm going to say you're right. And I'm going to say you're right because from what I'm gathering, Vince was the one that was like, let's give Braun's gimmick to Alexa. It hasn't worked, but you know how he feels when things don't work. It just makes him want to do it harder. Alexa wins just because they're trying to push the gimmick over, not Alexa Bliss, which is too bad because she's very good.
Which, by the way, Vince was right when it comes to Roman Reigns. It just took him a while to get there. All right. Speaking of Roman Reigns versus the Demon. The Demon has never lost, if I understand correctly. You know what? The Undertaker hadn't lost at
WrestleMania till he did.
Either till he did. But Lesnar, he's out there just waiting. What are they going to do with that? I you know what? I'm going Demon wins and. Then Lesnar gets to go against the Demon, and they let Lesnar beat the Demon, and then Roman gets it back from Lesnar. So I'm going Demon.
I don't know. I mean, I guess this is set up in that it's finally an interesting match that I genuinely don't know who the winner is. Like, I can't see where it's going. You know, Brock could get involved and cost Roman the title, which sets up. And on top of that, like, just because the Demon Finn Balor is back doesn't mean he sticks around. Like, usually we used to see the Demon at NXT, and even when he showed up as like a very, like, it was a special thing. Like, once or twice a year, he came out as the Demon Finn Balor. The fact that he brought it back makes me think that he wins this match. Do you go Demon versus Brock? I don't know. So give me Roman, just because I got to pick something different here.
And that's the first one that we picked differently.
Yeah, one of us has to win and one of us has to lose. So yeah. I'll take Roman so that we have a winner on Monday.
All right, one last match. You won't be here, but, you know, still. Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair. Does Bianca get the belt back after losing in 26 seconds, getting squashed, which was just ridiculous?
Yep, I agree.
And is it time to give it to her yet, or does she still have to work for it to make it mean even more? Is this pay-per-view worth putting it on Bianca? I say yes. I say they give it back to her.
No, I don't. I think Becky Lynch. So we may end up tying anyway. No, I think Becky retains. Look, they're trying to push Becky as a heel, right? And what I don't think they're trying to make her Lady Steve Austin, right? That's what they want ultimately. And what they don't understand is that we didn't like Steve Austin because he was a heel. We like Steve Austin because he was his own dude, and we lived vicariously through that. They're trying to make her Stone Cold Steve Austin with the premise of the Man, which I love. I love the nickname the Man. I think it's great. But what they don't understand is that we didn't like Becky Lynch in her first run as the Man because she was a heel. We liked her because she was Becky Lynch, and she was her own woman, and she stood on her own and did what she wanted, whether it lined up with the authorities or not. But now they've got her doing all the old Becky Lynch wouldn't have left the ring after being challenged to a fight by Bianca on SmackDown. She'd have stood right, or on Raw, she'd have stood right there and fought her that night and won. And this Becky Lynch is like, no, we fight on my terms. That's not what we liked about Becky Lynch in the first place, but because they're trying so hard to make her heel, she retains. Cheating, though. She cheats. Which, again, was never what we liked about Becky Lynch, Vincent.
Well, that whole we thing, you're just talking about that side, because I liked Becky Lynch before all this stuff. Once she started taking up the Man thing, I thought it was lame. All right, and it's not the contrarian in me, although it does exist. I never liked it. There's worship that went along with it, where if you didn't like Becky as the Man, well, you were weird. And I get the side eye from Rob just even mentioning that I don't like the gimmick, and that's what I'm talking. That kind of stuff just creeps me out a little bit. All right,
it wasn't a gimmick. It was a nickname.
It's a gimmick.
It's no gimmick. She didn't come out as a man. She just said, "I'm the Man."
It's a gimmick,
which is a very common phrase that people say.
The Man. The Man does twirls anyway. So there is a pay-per-view this weekend for UFC, and the question is this card good enough for you to skip college football for? There's some pretty big names on here fighting. Is this the one where you go, okay, I'm going to DVR college football and I'm going to watch this UFC bout? And I don't think it is for me, even though there's some pretty good matches on here, including Nick Diaz versus Robbie Lawler. And Nick Diaz is ticked because he thinks he should be going for the belt, even though, I mean, how often does he actually fight? You also got number 4 ranked Curtis Blaydes going up against Jairzinho Rozenstruik. I can never say Rozenstruik's first name right. Valentina Shevchenko, to me, the best fighter in the UFC, is going up against Lauren Murphy. And then for the main event, Alexander Volkanovski versus Brian Ortega. So you've just heard the also Jessica Andrade is fighting on the main card. So you've just heard the main card. Is it enough for you to skip college football to watch?
As a fan, it's one of these nights that I'm very glad that I have 4 TVs in my living room, right? Like now, I will skip a game. I will have football on multiple TVs, and I will take off one game to put it on because it is a great, it's a good card. Arguably the best. Is it the best UFC card of the year? I think it is.
So far, yes.
I think it's the best UFC card of the year. I will skip out on a game. Like I would probably skip the late night Pac-10 game in order to watch this card instead.
Chances are, so if you're watching the 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock game, it's winding down as this thing's getting started. You're missing Pat. You're missing Pac-12. You're probably not missing, because you can have it on 2 TVs and see the earlier bouts, but the main stuff with the big names are not going to happen until probably 11:30.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, right. I would. Let's see what is the late game on Saturday. The late games on Saturday are Colorado at Arizona State, Oregon State at USC, and Arizona at Oregon, South Florida at BYU, and Cal at Washington. Those are 10:30, 10:30, 10:30, 10:15, 9:30. Yeah, there's none of those that would say are more important than a very good UFC
all right,
card.
Chances are I wasn't going to watch any of those games anyway.
Exactly.
So it's probably UFC.
I, I, I'll watch Arizona, Oregon just because they're the number three team in the country and there's a playoff spot opening if they lose. South Florida at BYU. I mean, South Florida got punked by NC State. I'm not really intrigued by that. So, no, I think the card goes first. I do. Texter, real quick, Lonzo, 30-second answer. Texter says, does Nick Diaz coming off a five-year hiatus beat Robbie Lawler?
When's the last time Robbie Lawler fought?
That's a good point.
I mean, so it's good. Lawler's going to be entertaining. Diaz is going to be entertaining. I got Diaz, though. He's going to win.
Yeah, I agree. Rob Brown shows on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rapidly rushing towards the end of the show. Rob, Lonzo, and you. It is the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. So we gave you our picks for the weekend. NC State, Clemson. You know, Diesel and I talked last week when I was filling in on all sides, Lonzo, about what Clemson needed to do if they wanted any chance. I got to tell you, I made the proclamation, and I'll say it here as well. I don't think there's a path back into the playoffs for Clemson unless there's just anarchy. Anarchy. Like multiple losses for teams above them. I don't think there's a path in for them. I don't think it matters what they do now. They got the loss to Georgia, a big win, but the majority of us view the win over South Carolina State as underwhelming. And then you almost found a way to blow it against Georgia Tech at home. That is a game that a lot of analysts are going to look at the end of the year and go, there's no excuses for that. I don't think there is a way back into the playoffs for Clemson. I think they're pretty much on the outside. But if there is... if there is some fraction of a percentage chance that they can find their way back in, they have to decimate NC State. They have to decimate an NC State team that lost on the road to Mississippi State. They have to slaughter NC State. Lonzo, I got them winning and covering the 10.5-point spread, but they need to go win this game by 35 points if they want a chance.
I agree. The thing is, the Georgia loss, while it's a loss, is still to Georgia, and the fact that Georgia is playing so well, that's one thing. If Clemson comes back the next couple weeks and they just dominate the teams they play, then the Georgia loss doesn't seem nearly as bad, but they haven't done that. And Clemson has looked like they looked, I don't know, a decade ago, where you were not certain if they were going to win some games when they should. And that's not a good thing. And it's not just the quarterback. They need a running game. There's some things that they really need to do. The defense is fine, but they got to get this offense fixed. And you're right. They need to dominate some teams to have a consideration, even if the playoff committee says that that doesn't factor in. It absolutely factors in. It's an eye test thing. When you expect a team to do something to another team and they effectively look like they struggled, that's not good for the eye test.
No. They let's be real. They've already failed the eye test, all right? Clemson's already failed the eye test. Does anybody look at Clemson and go, that's a championship team? Nobody that matters does, all right? When I say matters, I mean in terms of putting them into the playoff. You guys matter. You know that. You're all special to me. I love you. Nobody that would put them into the playoff, that has the power to put them in the playoff, thinks that Clemson has passed the eye test. Hell, most of the Clemson fans don't think Clemson has passed the eye test, all right? I saw a Clemson fan on Facebook the other day tell a friend of mine who is a Gamecock-inspired that they are very glad that South Carolina's at the end of the season and not right now, okay? Nobody with any power is putting Clemson as an eye test pass as of right now. You better go win this game by 35 points. You better blow NC State out of the water, and I don't know if they can right now. They didn't win by 2 touchdowns, but I think it'll be a fight to get to 2 touchdowns. That's not going to do it for you.
How do you fix it? I mean, I don't know. I think it's been an embarrassment of riches. The quarterbacks that you've had in the past have been, I mean, one after the other, really, really good. DJ's not bad. He's just not on the level of those other guys. And I think he's the expectations for him. He's finally starting to realize what real expectations are at a school like this that's been in the playoffs so many years in a row. And that's a lot of pressure for anybody.
All right, 844-477-3776, Texas 71307. Big D writes in. He said, Clemson homer here. I think NC State beats Clemson. That offensive line is the weakest link, end quote. Thinks NC State beats Clemson? I can't go that far, right? NC State's not much better than Georgia Tech,
well,
but it is on the road.
As a non-Clemson fan, I hope that happens, but in reality, I don't believe it will.
Same.
But we'll see.
Same. I hope they win. I hope they win every game. I hope South Carolina wins every game. I hope Panthers win every game because I make more money. But they're not losing to NC State, all right? I go ahead and chalk that one up. They're not losing. I'll take whatever bet you want. They're not losing to NC State. Twitter trending topics next to wrap it up on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
All right, time for Twitter trending topics, abbreviated version. Kevin Durant is trending.
So there was a big rumor that was going around that there was some potential for a trade to have happened within the Nets organization. Stephen A. Smith said on ESPN he believed that the Nets would have traded Kyrie Irving for Ben Simmons because Simmons says he's done in Philly. Him and Doc Rivers are on the splits. He's out. He'll never play another game for Philly. And Stephen A. Smith reported that Kevin Durant is the one who shut that down and made the call, told Nets GM Sean Marks that he's not interested in Ben Simmons being there. And it has lit Twitter on fire because Stephen A. Smith then said, whoa, 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 hold on a minute. I never said that there were trade talks. And it's like, do this. Literally what you said, Stephen. That's literally what you said.
The other reason why he's trending is SI has put out their top 100 basketball players of 20 of this season coming up. Kevin Durant is number one. Giannis is number two.
Ooh.
LeBron is number three.
Okay.
And Steph is number four.
Not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. There's going to be some fights on Twitter about it, but I'm not mad about it.
Well, yeah, me either.
I'm not saying I love it. It's... Texas says, guys, Lesnar interferes and keeps the Demon from winning. South Carolina 27, UK 24, Clemson 26, NC State 27. Man, my man went 3 picks in one text. You got to love it.
Right at the end. Way to go.
Love it. All right, that does it for us. Lonzo and I, we out. Diesel and Mark Ryan, they in. Mark's live at Ingles and Pickens. Make sure you go say hey. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. This was the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.